How are you? I gotta say, I've got a whole new respect for all of the men that come up here and prepare and the time and just being up here in front of you all, you're so scary. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to talk here tonight. And I chose to speak about overcoming difficulties, mistakes, and grief because it's something that I struggle with and have struggled with. I was at a client's house, and we got to talking about how we got to where we are and how we became the people that we are today. And I sat there and listened to his story, and I got to share mine. And this man has two small boys and an older daughter, so I was able to relate with him really well. And through talking to him, I realized that he was a brother in Christ. So I decided to ask him a question that I struggle with. And it's funny how all this comes together, because I met with this man last week, and then I found out that I get the opportunity to speak here tonight, so I started putting something together about it, and then Steve gave an amazing lesson on Sunday, and it was about the exact same thing I got to talk about and wanted to talk about tonight. So I asked this man, how do I be a father to my children in such a way to ensure that I give them the best opportunity in life in every way? But most importantly, I told him I pray for the wisdom to be able to make sure that my children choose God in every situation and in all the difficult choices that arise in life. And the same choices that as a child and a young adult, I failed at over and over again. And he sat there and listened to me explain that I struggle with how much to discipline my kids and how much I need to walk the line of teaching them to do the right thing and to obey and be godly when nobody's watching. Also to make sure that I'm not so strict or harsh that my children cannot come to me for the issues that are going to be hard coming up in life, and to ensure that with whatever situation arises in their future, that they know that they can go to God for the answers. I remember in my childhood, and I can honestly say that I have never met better people and better role models than my parents. And I can say that I could not have had a better childhood. I was given perfect role models in every opportunity and every opportunity that you can imagine to become a good person and a God-fearing man. And all through the years, I could truly say to you that the most amazing gift that I ever received as a child was the gift of knowing God. Now, knowing that I'm not the half the man that my dad is, or half the parent that my mom is, and knowing that even through that, and I had all those opportunities, I still fell away. Despite that, I had been given all of the opportunities. I fell away for promises of what the world had to offer, and I failed as a son and a Christian over and over again, even though I had all the right things and all the opportunities. And I know today that I'm completely devoted to God, and God is at the center of our lives. And I've given myself completely to the will of God. But how do I make sure that my kids don't make the same mistakes that I had to make to get here? Because it's absolutely heartbreaking to think that they would have to go through even a sliver of what I went through. And this man looked at me and told me, he said, I knew the answer. I'd even said it. And he said, you have to give that burden up to God. He said that you do the best that you can leading your family and children by example and let God handle the rest. just like God did for us when we finally gave ourselves to Him completely, so should we give the same to our children and surrender ourselves to His will. Just like Steve said in his lesson on Sunday, how arrogant of us to think, to take credit for God's work. We must take faith, comfort, trust in Him that He's got this, and pray. So no matter what we struggle with, and no matter what areas of our life weigh heavily, we must remember to give all your trust in God, because we must understand that we can't possibly comprehend what the Lord has planned for us. And if we also trust in the Word of God, we must trust in everything He says. And in John 16:20 through 22, He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to that child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into this world. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you." In Romans 8:18, He says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." And in Matthew 11:28, He tells us, "Come to Me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, He tells us that there's going to be grief, that there's going to be struggles, and there's going to be trials, but not to worry. Trust in Him completely and give in to His will without question. And trust that He will do what He said for us, and our reward will be everlasting joy and happiness. Give Him your worries and trouble, and He will take all that. He will take that load for you. So I wanted to end by letting you know what I personally learned this week. And was that was for my family and children, that all I need to do is give all of my grief, all of my worries and troubles to the Lord, just like I did for myself, and succumb to His will. Do the best I can in my walk, lead by example, and the Lord, my God, will take care of the rest. And as I was preparing this lesson, I took comfort in realizing that maybe His plan all along was for me to go through what I went through so that one day I might be wise enough to guide my children away from the evils that lie ahead. And I think that's it for me.